NHL.
Hey, is Lennon?
I can check for you. Who's calling?
This is Nico. I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff?
Cardiff. It's like car indifferent.
Okay. Hang on one sec.
All right. No problem.
This is Len.
Hey, Len. This is Nico. I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Hey, good.
Good. Look, I'm not trying to take up a lot of your time here. I'm just actually following up on a finance offer our bank mailed out to the business a couple weeks ago. Just wanted to introduce myself and see if you happen to come across it or anything like that. We have you pre-approved with us for some equipment financing and working capital based off of your past financing history. It looks like you guys took out a working capital loan in December 2014, so we got you pre-approved with us for some working capital equipment financing. So I was just kind of seeing if you had anything coming up towards the end of the year here we might be able to help out.
We are getting really busy, so and that's when our money dries up, we pay out a bunch and wait to get paid. So we might have a call for it in the next month or two. I just don't know at this point. So, send me an email, and when it's time, when it looks like we're going to need it, I'll, take a couple weeks ahead, and I'll try and, get approved on something and pull it if we need it, So.
Okay. What's the best email address?
I'm at Len Jr., that's LENJR, at Rankin, that's RANKIN, and then a hyphen, and then Rankin again, RANKIN.com.
Okay. So is this typically like the busy season for you guys right now?
Yeah, it's been busy, but we're going to be busy through December, and probably we'll be, through probably into March, actually. So he's got a lot going right now.
Right. So what do you guys do to kind of like prepare yourselves for this time? Is there something specific that you do?
No, we just split up our shifts and we go work 7 days a week.
So you guys don't want to hire new people, kind of just take
we
that.
Do, but in this market, it's hard to find good people. So we bring on some, but we don't want to bring on too many because it seems like we bring on too many and we're working twice as hard and getting half done,
Right. Okay, that makes sense. And do you like kind of contract them out, or do you just keep them on as full time or part time, or what do you do?
Yeah, we take them on full time for a couple of months. keep the good ones, and then when we slow down, we get rid of them.
Right. That's nice. That's good to know. Okay. Well, when this busy season hits, because like I work a lot with businesses within the machine shops and steel industry, so a lot of them kind of fall into the same thing of when the busy season hits, they're either looking for capital or they're looking for equipment to kind of bring on. Do you guys normally bring on equipment when you guys kind of have this busy season?
I don't think we've got. Well, right now we've got most of the equipment we need, although, I don't know, hearing about it. We're looking at our own building, and I want to build our building, and at that point, then we'll look at some equipment when we go into a new building. But right now, we just staff up, we have extra welding stations.
Got it. So it's more of a cash flow need, right? So if you guys are running low on a little capital, you just want to have something in the account so you can pay for things.
Yep.
Okay. Now, does that come down to that your customers are paying you guys a little late, or is it like a?
It works for us is, we'll work September all month. I'll start paying guys, probably the first or the second week of September, I start having money go out on jobs I can't bill till the end of September, and then sometimes it takes 30 or 60 days past that point. So sometimes, I'm spending money, 60 to 90 days before I see it back in my pocket. So, and we've got some big jobs, so depending on they pay, it can tend to get tight.
Right. Yeah, I can only imagine, you're hitting these net 60 days and these guys are still delaying those payments. How big are these jobs that you guys normally do? Is there, like a typical job structure or a job like price?
Yeah, we've got, we do a lot of dealerships, but like right now, active jobs, we're in about $2.5 million worth of jobs that we're working on right now, in the next 3 months,
Okay, so you want to be prepared for everything is what you're trying to tell me.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's not a problem. All right. So I got your email here. And it seems like, you know, this is definitely something that we can help out with. You guys had taken out a working capital loan before, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Are you familiar with them? So you know how they operate, how they work, just depending on whatever, you know, program that you're looking to get qualified for. Have you, you know, like kind of talked with other companies about, you know, bringing on additional capital, or is this kind of something that's just in the works in the beginning of the phases?
Well, no, you know, just like you're calling us. I mean, we get calls all the time, and so I just say send them to my email, and I'll do a search under capital when I need it, and I'll just contact the ones that look the best, really.
Right. I can only imagine you're probably getting solicited from a bunch of people who are like, oh, hey, man, we can get you money right now. Just give me a call. But they're not the most accredited source of funds. Let me tell you a little bit of background on us, just kind of give you a better picture of who we are and, you know, how long we've been in business. We've been doing this for the last 14 years, been in business since 2002. Originally, we started off with doing equipment financing, and when the working capital loans came out back in 2008, we were one of the first companies to hop on board and start off with that program. So we've actually had a lot more experience dealing with our clients and customers that come to us looking for this type of a loan, rather than those businesses that have been on average only in business for around 2 years, who say they, you know, provide the same type of working capital loan and charge those crazy amount of rates, things like that. But we're kind of in the business to build the relationship up with our clients rather than just to provide a loan and say, hey, here you go, pay us back, that's it. No, we want to, you know, establish something with you. So then in the future, if you ever, you know, want to bring on more capital or you're looking to bring on equipment, we can be that, you know, lending hand that you can lean on.
Perfect.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's just a little background on us. And plus, being a private business bank, we're over here in the San Diego area. You know, we kind of have a little more transparency, and we understand, you know, a client's need because we work directly with you guys rather than just, you know, filtering you through different departments, things like that.
No, perfect. Yeah. Just send that over and we'll take a look. I mean, you know, again, there's usually one time a year, you know, and depending on different things we borrow, and we'll do a year term typically, you know.
Is that what you had done in the past with that one working capital loan?
Yeah, we've done three, I think, over the last couple of years. You know, some have been 6 months, some have been 11. One was 11, one was a year, and one was 6 months, I think.
Yeah, so do you typically aim for the year mark? Is that what you like seeing?
Well, you know, that penciled out the best as far. I mean, they're high cost, but I think the last one I did was 20 points for a year, and that was. I mean, it's high, but it's better. It's not bad, you know, compared to my first loan was, I think, 31 points in for 11 months, you know.
Oh, wow, okay. Yeah, and you know, Len, just out of curiosity, is there a certain reason why, you know, you don't go to your local bank to kind of check out their rates? Does it have to deal with your credit, or is it something along those lines, or you're just looking for a large amount of money that you can't get approved from? Typical bank.
Initially, we had we were back behind with the IRS, so we've currently paid off all the debts. But I mean, there's a point where $500,000 with the IRS, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the original reason we started, looking for capital this way. But now, again, when we got behind back in 08, when all hell broke loose, I mean, our credit took a hit, and it's still, you know, so we're actually in the process of cleaning it up. But it'll probably be a year before my credit will be in a position where we can, you know, get conventional funding.
Right, okay. And, yeah, not to worry. Like with us, we usually approve credit tiers A through D. We work with, you know, a lot of customers along those lines, a lot of ones that have been hit hard because of the financial crisis. So we understand, you know, where you're coming from, the things that you probably had to deal with, and trying to build that credit back up. So, like I said, here's what I'll do. I'm going to shoot you over that email. It's lenjr@rankin-rankin.com, right?
Yep.
Okay, and then it'll have my contact information on there, as well as our website. You can give us a check out, you know, kind of browse around a little bit of what we do, you know, a little bit of our history. You know, if you want to give me a call within the next couple of weeks, if you're planning on needing that capital, or if there's a better time that you want me to follow up with you.
Perfect. Yeah, just send it over. I'll take a look.
Okay. Did you want me to follow up in about a month or so?
Yeah, I would. Never
heard. Okay. All right. I will. I'll give you a call in about a month. And Len, you know, looking forward to possibly doing some work with you.
All right. Sounds good. I appreciate it.
All right, man. You take care.
I will see you.
All right. Bye now.